Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, all Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our tribulation versus but you. O God, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, God has accepted us, and spared us, supported us, and have brought us this hour. Let us also ask him, Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all things, holy day, and all the days of our life.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our Lord, God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, God, has accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and give rest to the soul of his beloved uncle, Farid Kamel, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, whatever man. this holy day, all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, the rising up of enemies hidden manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this soul of your servant, Farid Kamel, and from this your holy place that day is yours. But those things which are good and preferable, do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to treat the serpents and scorpions, and upon the power of the enemy.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humbled bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face. Do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.
Spirit, where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. I may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. The heaven, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
Alleluia.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompass me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish, then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Alleluia. Den wo ashtem moko bir chereztos nem ben ekioten agathos nem bi ebnev
resurrection of the dead, those who slept and reposed in the faith of Christ, Lord, repose all their souls. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Corinthians. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ
all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Sent on disciples only apostles. Many prophets and righteous men desire to see things which is here and have not seen them, and to hear things which you have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes for this year and your ears for the ear. May be worthy to hear and act according to the holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord,
remember also our Master, those who went us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which offer unto you, Lord our God. Those who are the full asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, the resurrection of us all.
Κύπερ το καταξέω την ημέρα τη ακροασία του Αγίου Ευαγγελίου, κυρίων και των Θεών, ημών κατεύσωμεν, σοφία ορθία ακούσωμεν, το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Σαμος το Δαβίς, blessed is ye, whom you chose and bring near to dwell in your court. Answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation, who are the hope of all the ends of the earth. Alleluia. We beseech. O God, have mercy and compassion upon us and make us worthy to hear the gospel, reading according to St. John. May his blessings be with us. Amen. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice, and come forth those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
Glory be to God forever.
In ever on in
Yeah.
the name of the Father, the Trinity, one in the entrance, the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, this very soul for whom you are we are gathered, O Lord, uphold him in the kingdom of the heaven. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of heaven, and receive him unto you according to your great mercy. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of righteousness, that he may enter therein and rejoice there. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of paradise, as you open unto that thief. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of the kingdom. May he be a partaker with all the saints. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of rest, that he may sing with all the angels. May he be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead him to the life. May he repose in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Forgive him his sins, which he has aforetime committed both knowingly and unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feebleness and the weakness of humanity, and in your mercy give consolation to all whom he has left behind and to his household. And give unto them patience and a good heavenly reward. Through the intercessions of Our Lady Mary and all the whole choir of heaven, let both your mercy and your help be with your people. Grant them coolness. Establish us in your Orthodox faith. Be a protector unto us, we the faithful.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, Creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
We ask and entreat your goodness for the love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the hermans, our fathers, the priests, our brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, and our fathers, the laymen, and for the full repose of all Christians, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously, O Lord, repose all the souls and bow them all, your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in green pastures and still water in the paradise of joy. the place out of which Christ's wrong glory have fled away in the light of your sins. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you appointed, according to true promises which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen, nor ear hear, neither come upon the heart of man, the things which you God have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no work, for no death for your servants, but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them as men, since we are called in flesh and blood in this world. O God, as a good lover of mankind, graciously uphold the Lord before them, the all sufficient and all the word, from the east to the west and from the north to the south, each one according to his name, and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even though his life on earth be a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them and may be the worthy of the kingdom of heaven. As for us, O Lord, grant us our precious perfection that we please him unto you. Give him and us a share in inheritance with all you, O our sins.
Lord,
you throw the outside and cook the inside, then you eat the outside and throw the inside. What is it? That was one of my father's favorite riddles. And if you knew my father, you must have heard that riddle dozens of times. Dad was known for his love of riddles and jokes. There were always new ones and lots of repeats of the old ones. And we loved the way that he took pleasure in telling the jokes and the riddles over and over. Dad was an extraordinary man. He was born in Cairo, and he got his electrical engineer degree in the 1940s. That's at a time where such degrees were very uncommon, and getting one was a major achievement of both intelligence, strength, and willpower. Dad worked in Cairo and Alexandria, and then in 1962, looking for a better life for his family, he took my mom, myself at age 6, my brother, who was just a baby at the time, he's grown a bit since, and he went to the Congo. He worked in the Congo for 20 years, but just that movement of going into the Congo, working for the World Health Organization, was something very special. Today, going to the Congo to work would be an act of great courage. But at that time, it was an act of extraordinary courage. The Congo at the time had just achieved its independence 2 years earlier. Its Prime Minister Lumumba had just been assassinated, and the country was in turmoil. But Dad went because he was looking for a better life for his family, but also to help people there as he worked for the World Health Organization. Over the years he worked in that country, there were revolts, there were coups d'etats, there were secessionist attempts, and he just soldiered through that entire time. His first job in the Congo was to go around a very huge country fixing medical machines to help people. His pictures and films of those journeys done by Land Rover, by canoe, were to arrive at some remote village where he was wonderfully greeted as someone who was going to help them by fixing the equipment, always brought a smile to our face. One of my favorite anecdotes of the time was when they arrived by Land Rover to a river and they wanted to cross the river, but the ferry was on the other side, and the ferry couldn't come back because it didn't have a battery. So they took the battery out of the Land Rover, they took the battery in a canoe across to the other side of the river, They put the battery in the ferry. They brought the ferry back. They pushed the Land Rover onto the ferry. They went back across the river. Then they took the battery from the ferry to put it back in the Land Rover. These are the kinds of adventures that he had in his life in the Congo. Some great adventures and some great stories, and as I say, a lot of courage in being in that country at such a difficult time. A few years later, showing a spirit for innovation, Dad adopted the old adage that it is better to teach a man to fish than to give him fish. So he proposed a course at the local university where he would teach the Congolese how to fix those medical machines that he himself was traveling and fixing. But not content with just that, he expanded the program to include things like X-ray safety, basic X-ray interpretation, and a number of other medical technical topics. Since he didn't know a lot about those topics himself, he taught himself. And that wasn't at a time where you could Google a topic and find out about it. He had to have books shipped to Africa. And I remember him staying late into the night studying anatomy and X-ray interpretation so he in turn could teach it to other people. His entire career with the World Health Organization, he taught hundreds of people how to help others, and he himself helped thousands of people. It's just a great contribution to humanity. But that courage in moving to Africa at such a turbulent time and living for 20 years there pales next to the courage he displayed when my mom got ALS a few years back, and she eventually died of it in 2002. Dad was 80 years old at the time. Yet, all he wanted to do was to take care of her, and it was amazing. He fed her, he dressed her, he bathed her. He sat by her side night after night in case she needed anything. It would have been easy for him to take up the many offered helps from friends, from caretakers, from caregivers. But my mom was his love, and he was going to be the one taking care of her, even at the detriment of his own health. His devotion and courage were and are, to me, beyond inspiring. Dad was without my mom for the last 18 years of his life, but we know he missed her every day. That's a love story that spans 65 years, and that was the beginning of a beautiful and growing family that's gathered here today with his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. None of us would have the lives that we have today in this family if he and mom had not taken that first bold step to go to Africa searching for a bright future. Dad was funny and charming and kind and very considerate. But he was also no pushover. He fought for what he believed in. Just ask customer service at Bell Canada or Rogers, with whom he has had many encounters. In his last month at Embassy West, he won over the caregivers by his strength, his feistiness, his charm, and his humor. The tears and stories of those caregivers on the morning he died are a testament of how people connected to him. And as my wonderful ex-wife, Pauline, who he regarded as a daughter and was with him at the moment of his death, said, one of the last great lights of a more gracious era has gone. So what's the best way to honor such an exceptional man? I would like to suggest that it's picking one of the characteristics of Fareed that you admired and try to live by it in your daily life. Maybe his humor, maybe his charm, maybe his faith, maybe his desire to learn, maybe his courage in taking chances, maybe his love and devotion to his wife and his family. So many characteristics one could choose from. Dad is gone. He's now in heaven with my mom, but he will always be in our hearts, and I hope we live our lives according to his example. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God created us on his image and likeness to live forever. So we are not supposed to die whatsoever. And the word death, out of the concept of the world, differs completely from the word death in the concept of the church. And because he created us to live forever, we would have liked very much to live with him, attached to him, delighting the creation that he created for us, and delighting the presence of his image all time. But as St. Mark stated in his liturgy, when we disobey these commandments, we fell from eternal life. Our exiled from the paradise of joy. But still, God loves us very much. He did not abandon us. He did not reject us to the end. But prepared the whole world for thousands of years, about 5,500 thousand, from the moment of he promised Adam and Eve with the salvation, he was preparing the whole world for the fulfillment of his promise. This is what happened in the incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension unto the heavens, which the Lord Jesus Christ accepted, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, accepted to perform this salvation for us. This is, in few words, the true story of salvation. Every time we come to an occasion like this, when we are now bidding farewell to our beloved Archon Farid Kamel, we remember that the Lord did not leave us alone, but he warned us of 2 hours. And these 2 hours were written here in the gospel that we heard this service. He said about an hour will come at the end of the days. And he said, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all we are in the graves, all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. This is the fact. And no one escape from it. Evil, he does not accept it. It will happen, will happen. We come here, and we leave here. We come here through birth and leave here for the departure, as what happened to Farid. Sooner or later, either we accept or don't accept. Those people who are wise enough to recognize this fact work for what will happen after he comes, after we who are in graves or still alive, hear his voice and go in a crossroads, either to the resurrection of life or to the resurrection of condemnation. That's why before that, he stated to us, announced to us a very important hour. And this hour he said about it, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is. Now is doesn't mean this moment, but now is the time of our existence of the world, the creation time. It's called now. Now, so long the world is existed, before the finishing of the creation at the last hour. He said, the hour is coming and is now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. When he says, the hour is now coming, and he says that the dead will hear, it means that there are people on this earth, in the eyes of the world, alive, living, but in the eyes of God, they are dead. That's why in the Revelation book, he said, you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Why? Because simply, Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and life. طريق الحق والحياة. And because he is life, those who live in him are living. Those who are separated from him are dead in his eyes. And that's why he gives a chance to those who are in name, by name, living in this world, but by spirit, they are dead to God. Those are wise enough to hear the voice of the Lord among the dead people will live. Why? Because sin is death. Or the wage of sin is death. And the result of repentance is the eternal life. These are facts we have to remind ourselves every time we come to such an occasion like that. As for our beloved Archon Farid Kamel, when I came here, I found him among one of the very active generation of the history in this church. I am here for about 28 plus, almost 29, 2 months, years. I can declare in the eyes of God and among you that this man was very honest and faithful in his service. His son spoke about his biography. I'm speaking about his spirituality. In his services and the projects of the church that he shared with, among the first project group that was found after I came here, 93, he was the activist member in this group. He was very picky. He used to write every single thing, every single, in full details. And he used to make sure that everything is carried out in the very right way. In the Dome and Tower, he was here. Chandeliers, he was here. The lights among is here, and I remember a word he said to me. When we first came here, or when I first came here, there were only the appliques around, without the around the church, the walls of the church, without these chandeliers. And then we started to encourage the people to have that, and then he said to me, you know, Abuna, you see that the church is dark without the chandeliers. Later on, after we fix the chandeliers, you will find that it's still dark. We will get used to the light, and you may use or need in another light. I learned it from that the spiritual life is not limited to a certain level. Here appliques, then chandeliers, and then we need more and more and more. And the more you approach God, the more you are delighted with the true light, and you live in the light. This is all I learned from him that day when he was speaking about the chandeliers. There are many things to be said about Farid, but I conclude with the following. In December 2010, he gave me a private letter, and he said, Abuna, keep this letter with you, and please be honest to carry out every single word in it. In this will, in this letter, I still have it, he said, when I die, well, first, when I come to die, do not put any life support to me. I want to live peacefully. That's why the family did not want to bring him to the hospital for any rescuing, because this is his will. And Sharif told me that we have a copy of this letter. So, number two, Fulan al-Fulani, X and Y, in the pine crest, I bought from him so and so and so. Fulan al-Fulani, I bought him the burial. I paid very well organized. Sharif, his phone number. Raghi, his phone number. Fulan, his phone number. And I don't want any thing else to be done in my funeral service. Let it be quiet and safe. I have this letter. When 10 years ago, he was putting this moment on his eye, after his eyes, 10 years ago at least, before that, of sure. Yeah. That's why whenever I used to visit him, we opened the Bible, we meditate with Tahani before she departed, and he said, you know, Abuna, I open the television every day to listen to the liturgy. Taban ma kanch fi liturgy orthodox yani at that time, Catholic liturgy, and listen to the sermon every day. He used to put his meditations in papers and give it to me. He used to give me some comments and meditations most of times after every sermon I was going. Even if I, because my language is not good, my English is not perfect like my father's, and he used Abuna, you said so, the right is so. I say that to you for your benefit because of the next sermon, take care of this word. This is pronounced in this way. Even he was very picky in his life. Besides, he had a great sense of humor. We used to call him Amm al-Shabab, and they know that. Daiman, always they used to say, uncle of the youth. He was always lovely to them. He was always joking with them, making good atmosphere around him whenever. Anyhow, at last, I say, blessed are you, Farid. You lived a long life on earth, but this very long life, 95 or plus, is nothing to be compared to the life that you started now, a few days ago. You are now leaving all this world with troubles, with sicknesses, with difficulties, with problems, with sadness. And the Lord now is wiping every tear from your eyes, as he promised in Revelation book chapter 7. May the Lord repose his pure soul and give him heavenly rewards for his good life, preparing himself and service to the church, witnesses very much the prints of his fingers in many of the projects of this church. May the Lord repose your soul, Farid. Pray for us, remember us, to continue our path in faithfulness and to depart as you're ready to hear the voice of your Lord. Blessed are you, my good servant. In the name of my fathers who are without us now, who are with us now, and the congregation who couldn't come because of the COVID-19, but all of them, are extending their heart sympathy to the whole family, the deacons, the servants, the three or four board of deacons during the last 28 years. Every one of them knows him, and he extends his heart sympathy to you. Glory be to God forever. Amen. After we finish, please, there is no shaking hands or hugs. Just give your sympathy to the family. And the burial would be here in Pinecrest. However, it's limited to the family and the priest and two of the deacons, because they are not allowed to have much people in the cemetery. May the Lord give you heavenly reward. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia.
May God have compassion upon us, bless us, manifest his face upon us, and have mercy upon us. O Lord, save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them, and raise them up forever. Exalt the Lord of Krishna through the power of the life-giving cross, through supplication and prayers which Our Lady, Lady of Us, all the holy Thukuns and May makes for us at all times, and through supplication and prayers of the three great holy numerous Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, the four incorporated living creatures, the 24 presbyteries, all the heavenly orders, St. John the Baptist, the 144,000, my Lord and Father, the apostles, and the three holy youth, the Stephen, the Beholder of God, the Banished Mark, the holy apostle and martyr, St. George, St. Theodore, St. Philobatim, Archion, Sabamina, and the choir of the martyrs, our righteous father, the great Abba Anthony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three Santa Makarai, our father Abba John, our father Abba Bishoya, our father Abba Paul of Tamu, our Roman father St. Maximus and Domedius, our father Abba Moses, our father Abba Isidore, the 49 martyrs, the whole choir of the cross bearer, the just, the righteous, and the wise virgins, the angel of this blessed day, and the blessing of the holy Theotokos and Mary, first and last. May their holy blessing, their grace, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Christ our God.
Amen. So be it.
O King of peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins. For you, the power, the glory, blessing, and the might forever. Amen. O our Lord, make us worthy to pay thankfully our Father who art in heaven.
Heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now may the love of God the Father, and the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And comfort your hearts. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Amen.